Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Zayin, and we are three lines from the top of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, Amalei Rab Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzaru Vashif. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we learned the sugya of Tokfu Koyen. Today's daf is going to begin with the Gemara just tying up some loose ends that very much related to yesterday's daf. Specifically, in the course of the Gemara's discussion of Tokfu Koyin Moitzien Oysay Miyadoi, or Tokfu Koyin Ein Moitzien Oysay Miyadoi, the Gemara brought a braisa, which is really based on a Mishnah, Masechtas Bechairis, that discusses Hasfeikos Nichnasin Lidir. If a person has a bunch of behemoths, amongst the behemoths, he has those where there's a suffix whether he has to give it to a kohen. Says the Braisa, he can take those animals, bring them into his deer as it relates to him being mafresh, his maisa behemoth. The Gemara brought that Braisa as a raya that tokfu kohen. Because if Tokfu Koyin ain't Moitzia Noise Miyadi, meaning if the Koyin would come and he would grab that suffix, he would be able to keep it. That means that the bailus that this Yisrael has when he wants to be Mafresh's Maisa Behema is limited, it's compromised. And as a result, why would he be allowed to take that suffix and use it for his Cheshbin of Maisa Behema? Must be said, the Gemara, from the fact that Sfeikos are nichnasin lidir lehisaser that tokfu koyin moitzien oisem yadai. Now, as it relates to the specific definition of the word sfeikos, sfeikos means sfeikos, but what type of suffix was it where the Yisrael has the animal, he has a suffix, however, whether he has to give it to the koyin? So we explain what Rashi speaks out, and that is the animal was a suffix pidyon petachamar. So we know that a person that has a kosher animal, bechar, has to be given to the koyin. There's a parasha of bechar mentioned in the Torah that relates even to a non-kosher animal, and that is a chamar. In the event that a person has a chamar, this chamar now gives birth to a kohen. So the halach is this chamar has kedushas bechar. What do you do with the chamar? You have two options. One option is you behead the chamar. That's actually the second option. The preferred option would be to take the chamar, be poideit, meaning transfer the kedusha from the chamar onto a seh, then take that seh and give it to a kohen. So Rashi said that the sveikos that are nichnasim ledir lehisaser were discussing sveikos where the suffix is that it could be this is a pidyon petach chamar. In other words, where you had a chamar that was a suffix whether it was a petach chamar, you had a donkey, that's not a suffix, but you're not sure whether it's a bechor or not a bechor. You are now poide with a seh because there's a suffix in the underlying chamar, so by definition, there's also going to be a suffix in the seh. Right now, you're not sure, do I have to give it to the kohen? Do I not have to give it to the kohen? Says the braisa, hasfeikos nichnasim ledir lehisaser. If I'm allowed to be maaser it, it means it's mine, so much so that if the kohen would grab it, moitzien oisem yadai, thus, tokfu kohen moitzien oisem yadai. Now, that Rashi that we spoke out was based on the maskana of a Gemara that we are going to learn right now. But as we begin the Gemara in real time, we have to act as if we're not sure what exactly the Braisa meant when it said Hasfeikos Nichnasim Ledir Lesaser. So again, what does it mean? Safik Pidyon Petach Hamar. But in real time, the Gemara doesn't know that. In fact, it begins by posing this question, what exactly are these sveikos? It says the Gemara, Ravachim Edifti the Ravino. So Ravachim Edifti told Ravina, my sveikos, what are the sveikos mentioned in that price? Ilay misafik bechairis. Doesn't mean we had a safik bechar. Push it. Person had an animal. Shor, oy kesef, oy eis. The animal gave birth to a child. Stating that there's a safik whether this child is a bechar or whether this child is not a bechar. Says the Braisa, Hasveikos Nichnasin Ledir Lehisaser, based on what the Gemara assumed, and that is Tokfu Kayin Moitzia Noise Miyadai. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with that. The problem is, it says in the Torah regarding Maisa Behema, the Chol Masa Bokar Vatzoin, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashavet, Ha Asiri Yiyah Kodesh Lashem. And the word Yiyah Kodesh implies that Maisa Behema has to be something that's not Kodesh yet, but it's when it's the Asiri that it's going to become Kodesh. Yiyah Kodesh Amar Achmano. The Torah says Yiyah Kodesh, the 10th one will become Kodesh, Veloshe Kfar Kodesh, however it's not Kodesh yet. Now, in the event that this animal that we're discussing right now is a Safik Bechar, on the tzad that it's a Bechar, it's Kodesh already. And if that's the case, it should make it, by definition, not Shayach to now becoming Maisa Behema. In other words, the Gemara is saying, even if you hold Takfu Kayim Maitsiya Noisim Yadai, that would explain why, from a Cheshem Mishpat, from a Dine Mominus perspective, that Allah is Hasfekos Nechnasan Ladir. If, however, this Safik is a Safik Bechar, there's another problem that should preclude it from being able to be Nechnas Ladir, and that is because it's also a suffix that it might be Kaddish, and being that there's a suffix that it might be Kaddish, on the tzad that it's Kaddish, it can't be Maisa Behemo, because in Maisa Behemo there's a Tanai of Yia Kaddish, Veloy Shekvar Kaddish, and as a result, why is it Nechnas Ladir? Ella said the Gemara must be suffix Pidyon Petach Amar. It's talking not about a suffix Bechar, but rather it's talking about a suffix Pidyon Petach Amar. So it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, because Pidyon Petach Amar is in the Parsha of Bechar, just like Bechar is in the Parsha of Bechar. But there's a very, very important difference, and that is a Bechar has Kedusha, as opposed to a Seh that was used for Pidyon Petach Amar, that does not have Kedusha. Thus, if you have an animal right now where there's a suffix that it might be a Bechar, you can't be machneset into the deer, because yeah, kodesh amar achmano v'loy shekvar kodesh. If, however, you have an animal where there's a suffix that it might be a pidyon petach amar, there, even if it's a vaday pidyon petach amar, it's not kvar kodesh. The only shaila then would be whether or not you own it. That's tali in takfu koyin moitziya noisim yaday in moitziya noisim yaday takfu koyin moitziya noisim yaday, and it's for that reason hasveikos nechnasal deer. And the Gemara just supports this aikimta in the brisa with something Rav Nachman said mefurish. Good, Rav Nachman. So Amar Rabba Rabu, in the name of Rabba Rabu. Yisrael sheyesh lo yasara safik pitrei chamar b'teich beisoy. Or Yisrael that has 10 such animals. He has 10 se'in, 10 sheep, all of which are safik peter chamar. If a person has 10 chamorim, all of which are safik peter chamars, mafishale masora sein, what he should do is he should be poida all of these chamars with sheep, umaasron, bring them into the deer, and it should be mafish maise behemo vehen shaloi, and then he's going to be able to keep all of these animals. He's going to be able to keep all the animals because it's a safik, and misafik hamoitz mechaveri all of a raya. He's certainly not going to have to give it to the kohen. The whole shaila takfu kohen is if it was takfu kohen, but for sure vehen shaloi, he's not going to be obligated to give it. And as it relates to the chi of maise behemo, there's a chi of maise behemo even on pidyon petach amar. Thus, in our braisa, where we're dealing with sveikos nechnas and ladir, where you have an animal, there's a safik, you have to give it to a kohen. You don't have to give it to a kohen. The Gemara's initial reaction was probably a safik bechar. Gemara says no, safik bechar, you're going to run into another issue. Forget the takfu kohen issue. You have a problem of yeh kodesh amar achmanu v'leisha kvar kodesh. What then is the aikimta? The aikimta is where it was a safik pidyon petach amar. Again, we're in the process of tying up the loose ends of the sugya of takfu kayin. So the first loose end was hasfekos nechnas on the deer. My sfekos, it's talking about safik pidyon petach amar. Another loose end. My havia lo de mesusa. What's the bottom line with this infamous mesusa? So the Gemara had told the story at the very, very top of Daf Vav Amud Beis regarding a mesusa, a bathhouse. There were two people fighting over this mesusa. One person said, it's mine. One of these two people who claimed it was his got up and he was makdish the mesusa. And the Gemara said, Rav Chananya, Rav Oishia, v'kulu rabbanon. Rav Chananya, Rav Oishia, and all the rabbis, they all were Pirish. They said, we're not going into this mesusa because we're concerned it might be hektish. And if it's hektish, we're being mild by hektish. This is not something that we're allowed to do. Stating that, the rabbanim weren't 100% sure if they were obligated to be Pirish. Meaning, they weren't sure whether this person who claimed the mesusa was his, had the ability to be makdish it. So v'amalei Rav Oishi l'rabbos, Rav Oishi told Rabba, ki ozlis kamei de Rav Chisda, when you appear before Rav Chisda, like Kafri, in Kafri, boyamine, ask him what the halacha is, meaning, did this person have the ability to be makdish to mesusa, or did he not? So the Gemara said, ki asal l'sura, he was on his way to Kafri, he came to Sura, he met Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna told him it's a Mishnah, and the rest is history. But the Gemara now comes back and wants to know, what did Rav Chisda, because initially the Rabbanon told Rabbah, when you come to Kafri and you meet Rav Chisda, ask Rav Chisda what's the halacha regarding the mesusa. So the Gemara says, "My habi Allah the mesusa." What did Rav Chisda? And really, what was the maskana? What was the bottom line as it relates to the mesusa? So the Gemara says, "Toshma." Rav Chiba Rabbi said, "Have a uvda bei Rav Chisda." There was a real story by Rav Chisda. You know, Rav Chisda did. Rav Chisda bei Rav Huna. Rav Chisda brought the shaila to his Rebbe, Rav Huna, who pushed the mihada am Rav Nachman, and he was pushing it based on something Rav Nachman said. What did Rav Nachman say? Kol mam. Anytime a person has claim on money, but this is money that he does not have the ability to be moitzi b'dayanim, meaning he can't come to court and get this money that he claims is his with the help of the dayanim. The halacha then is, if he would be makdish that mamin einoy kadosh, the halacha is, it would not be kadosh. Okay? The mesusa was mamin she'eino yachol lohitziyoy b'dayanim. And the reason is, because what was the halacha of the mesusa? Spoke about this yesterday, called the Olam Gavar. And being that the halacha was called the Olam Gavar, by definition, that means that the Dayanim are not getting involved. They're telling the two chevra, fight it out. What does called the Olam Gavar mean? Bekoyach, berayos. So let them figure it out. But this is Mamon She'ini Yochel Yitzir B'dayanim. And being that this was Mamon She'ini Yochel Yitzir B'dayanim, so Rav Chisda was told by Rav Huna, the halacha is that this person actually did not have the ability to be makdish. So even though everybody was Pirish, but really it was not Mikra Din. Because lahalacha kol mamin she'eino yachol leitzia b'dayanim hikdisha eino kadosh. But the Gemara has a problem. Ha yachol leitzia b'dayanim hikdisha kadosh. It sounds a little bit that Amiram were arguing that in the event that this would be mamin that's yachol leitzia b'dayanim, then if he wanted to be makdishin, he would have been able to be makdishin. Afagafta layafke. And even if right now he wasn't moitzi et bidayonim. But the Gemara says, how could that be? I'm Rabbi Yochanan and said, Gozavel and Nisiyashua Bailam. If somebody steals, he's a gazlin, and the Bailam were not miyayish. So right now, the gazlin has it in his rishos. He has kinyon exela. But at the same time, it's not his, because the Bailam were not miyayish yet. So shneim inim yuchayim lakdishot. The halach is both of them, say the gazlin, say the nigzel, don't have the ability to be makdish this item. Zelafisha in a shaloi. The gazlin can't be makdisha because it's not his. He wasn't coin it. Vizelafisha in a bishusai. And the nigzal also can't because it's not in his rishus. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Rabbi Yochanan's memra, which permeates the whole second half of Masechus Bava Kamma, is that if a person owns something, however, right this second it's not in his rishus, the halach is that implies some limitation in his ownership in this item, and it manifests itself in an inability to be makdish this item. The gazlin, pashit, lefisha ena shaloi. The nigzal, more of a chiddush, which is what we need, lefisha ena b'shusa. So freik the Gemara kasha. It sounds a little bit like the psak of the mesusa was, that being that the halacha was called the Olam Gavar, so this was Mamon She'ini Yochel Yitzir B'dayanim. Therefore, this person that got up to be Makdish the Mesusa did something that he didn't have to do. As if to say, if he could have been Moitzi the Mesusa B'dayanim, then the halacha would have been that his Hektish would have been Hektish. If the halacha was not called the Olam Gavar, but it was something where go to Dayanim, follow the steps, go through the judicial process, and eventually Bezdin is going to hand it over to you. Then if he wanted to be makdish it, he could. What's the kasha? Even if he could have gotten it b'dayanim, could have, would have, should have. Right now, he didn't. And if that's the case, it's ena b'shusai. And Rabbi Yochanan said, a person can't be makdish something when it's not his, pashit, and he also can't be makdish it when it's not b'shusai. Just to say it a little bit better, Rashi adds one knech, and that is every gezel, v'loy nesiyashua b'aylam, is mamon she'ato yochol loitzir b'dayanim. Rashi says, stam gezela is yecholim loitzir b'dayanim. And still the halacha is that the nigzal can't be makdish it. So you see it mefurish in Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that if this gezel that you can't be moitzir b'dayanim, that makes it ena b'shusa, you can't be makdish it. So why then, by the mesusa, was it only because it was ena yochel yitzir b'dayanim, because it was called olam gavar? Even if it was yochel yitzir b'dayanim, the halacha should have been the same. So the Gemara says, mi sabres b'mesusa metaltel naskinim. Oh, you thought Says the Gemara, you maksha, that this mesusa, this bathhouse was metaltalin. Now, how could a bathhouse even be metaltalin? So Rashi says it was a gigas. This was like some very large swimming pool, but it wasn't attached to the ground. You thought this merchitz was mekarki? No. You thought it was metaltalin, but mesusa mekarki eskinan. It was karka. Meaning, if he was yochle tzibet ayonim, it would have by definition been in his rishos. This that we say, gezav aloinus yashua bailim, shneim enim yichoylim lakdisha, even the nigzel, that's when it's metaltalin. And the reason is because metaltalin is nigzelus. And because it's nigzelus, it can physically be taken out of a person's rishos. So if somebody steals something, even though all he has is kinyon igzela, it's not 100% his, to the extent that the bailim were miyayish, and to the extent there was no shinu maisa, etc., etc. But at the same time, it's in a b'shusay, and that's enough to say that it's not 100% his, thus you don't have the ability to be makdish. But that's only true when you're dealing with metaltalin. Karka zayin in exalus, meaning karka can never leave the rishus of the nigzal. And if that's the case, being that this mesusa was karka, if it was yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim, you wouldn't have had a problem of it being eina b'shusa. You know what the problem was? It was eina yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim. And Rav Nachman said, kol mamon she'eina yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim hikdisha yeina kodesh. That's a separate din. It's based on the fact that it's eina yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim. Being that the psak by the mesusa was called olam gavar, it was eina yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim. Therefore, he could have been makdisha. But enochinam, if it was yochel lo yitzia b'dayonim, there wouldn't have been an eina b'shusa problem because karka can never leave the rishus of the bailim because karka zayin in exelus, and it's for that reason the psak was presented the way it was presented. And this concludes the sugya of Tokfu Koyin. We'll be Ezra Hashem come back to it in the raid, but for now we return to the regular program, which is the first halacha of Masechtas Bava Metzia. Shnayim moichsim betalas. Two people walk into Bezdin holding a talas. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiya. They both agree that this talas was an aveda. They're arguing over who found it. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, I found it. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, I found it. Zeh oimer kula shali, v'zeh oimer kula shali. Or two people walk into a bez and holding on to a talis. They both agree that this talis belonged to somebody else. That person sold it. They're arguing about who bought it. Zeh oimer kula shali, I'm the one that bought it. Zeh oimer kula shali, I'm the one that bought it. So the Mishnah said, zeh yishava she'en le'bar pachas mechetzio, v'zeh yishava she'en le'bar pachas mechetzio. We saw the Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis that gave us the longer version of what the Nusach HaShvu is, Kula Shali, Uli Divrei Chem, I have in it, but not less than half, regardless, V'yachloiku, and then the halach is going to be that they're going to take the stalas and they're going to divide it into two. Says the Gemara, Toni Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Kamei De Rabavo. So Rav Tachlifa, who was not the son of Marava, Rashi says, but he was a Bar Marava. He was a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. So he presented the following price to the Amir Rabavo. He said, two people walk into a bez, then holding onto a talis. This person takes and keeps admokim shiyadim agas, meaning the entire part that he's holding, up until where his hand ends on the talis, that's it. V'zeh noitel admokim shiyadim agas. And the other person does the same. V'hashar, and the rest, chokim b'shava, they divide in half. So Rav Tachlifa is a bar marava. He comes to Rav Avo and he says, I want to tell you halacha. Shnai madukim betalis. Two people walk into bez and holding on to a talis. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiya. Zeh oimer kula shali, v'zeh oimer kula shali. So what's the halacha? Zeh noitel ad mokim shiyadim agas. Zeh noitel ad mokim shiyadim agas. V'hashar, and the rest, the halacha is going to be chokim b'shava. Now, if somebody would tell this to you, you'd give him a frask. Shnayim moichsim betalis, zen noitlad mokim shiodim agas, v'zen noitlad mokim shiodim agas, v'ashar chokim. This is the Mishnah that every single child in the world knows. Taloch is yachloiku b'shvu. So the Gemara said, now, which means, by the way, there's two issues with this Raisa. Number one, he didn't say a word about Shvua. And number two, he said, Zen Noitan Mokim Shadam Agas, Zen Noitan Mokim Shadam Agas, it's only the Shar that's going to be Yachluk. So Rav Tachlifa says this Raisa to Rav Avo, and Machvila Rav Avo. Rav Avo didn't even say a word. Machvila, he pointed. Ubeshvua, they have to swear. Rashi says, Marib be'etzba Yusuf klapi maila. He pointed towards the heavens. And he said that the way this has to go down, it has to go down with a shvua. Faith the Gemara, Elamasis, and the Tani, the Palgi, Bahadadi, Veloik, Tani, Zenoit, and Mokam Shadam Agas. Hey, Chemishkachasal, how do you reconcile this price with our Mishnah? Meaning, Rabbavo added very nicely that in addition to the halacha of Yachloiku, there's also going to be a Shvuah. Okay, so that addressed that discrepancy between this Braisa and the Mishnah. But the halacha is still not the same halacha. Here it's Zenoita Mokim Shadam Agas. The Zenoita Mokim Shadam Agas, it's only Vahashar Chokim Shvuah. As opposed to the Mishnah, it says that the entire Talmud is Chokim Shvuah. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, the Tfisi Bikarkashta. The Mishnah is talking about with the two people that were Oichsim Betalis, they were holding on to the fringes of the talis. And being that they were holding on to the fringes of the talis, there the halach is yachloiku on the entire talis. So two things. Number one, the poskim speak out that even in a case where they're holding on to the fringes of the talis, really the halacha would be the same. Zen noitvad makam shadam agas, v'zen noitvad makam shadam agas, v'ashar cholkin. But being that that part of the talis is so insignificant, so the time of the Mishnah didn't feel it necessary to speak it out. But there's no fundamental difference between if they're holding on to the fringes or they're holding on to the actual talis. That's number one. Number two, we just made a bigger kimta in the Mishnah. Shnai Moichsim Betalis is talking specifically with the holding on to the strings as opposed to holding on to the heftza of the talis. Because if they're actually holding on to the ikur part of the talis, then the halacha would not be divide the entire talis. Each person would take out Makam Shadam Agas. It's only the shar, it's only the balance of it where the halacha would be Yach Loiku. So the Shita Mekubet says, speaks out that Lefizeh, it's Gishmak, the Diktuk Haloshain, and the difference between the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Lashon of the Braisa. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Shnayim Oichsim Betalis. The Braisa, the Rav Tachlifa, this Eretz Yisrael, the Geyid, told Rav Avo was Shnayim Adukim Betalis. It's not the same Lashon. So to us, they're synonymous with each other. But the Shita brings up Shat that it could be not. It could be that in Hilchis grammar and in Hilchis diktuk, there's a difference between someone that's holding on to the karkashta of the talis versus someone that's holding on to the actual talis. When you're holding on to the actual talis, you're aduk in the talis. When you're holding on to the fringes, you're only being oichis. You're holding on for dear life. But the bottom line is, there's a difference between adukin, I think we're over dramatizing it, and oichsin. I mean, these guys are going at it. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Shnayim Oichsim Betalis is talking about the holding on to the Karkashta as opposed to the Braisa, it's Adukim, they were holding on to the actual talis. Just one other thing that's worth mentioning, and that is Machvi Rabavo Ubishvua. Tosis brings two Gersois that he found in the different manuscripts of the Gemaras in terms of what the right Gersa was. The one girsa is the way we have it. Machvi lo rabavo ubeshvua. There was another girsa. If you look at the Dibra Maschel of Tosfos, machvi rabavo v'hashar beshvua. Meaning, when rabavo said shvua, is the shvua only on the shar? Shnai madukim betalas. We're zen noitel al mokim shodim agas, we're zen noitel al mokim shodim agas. It's only the balance that we're going to make a yachloiku. So when we say, rabavo did, Machti ubeshvua. Did he mean that it's the balance that's going to be beshvua? Meaning the part of the talis that's yachloiku, that's where you need the shvua. But it could be the chelik, which is not yachloiku, where it's zen noitel, the zen noitel. Who said you need a shvua on that? And Tosfos says that's obviously what the girsa v'hashar beshvua was of the opinion of. Stating that, Tosfos says, I saw Gersois that don't have that word. Machvi rabavo beshvua, the way we have it in our Gemara. That really you have to swear even on the chelik of Zen Noitel and Mokim Shadam Agas. And Tosfos says, if you think about it in Svara, it makes sense that that should be the Yirka Gersa, meaning the way we have it in our Gemara. And the reason is because the Gemara had a whole discussion. It's the theme of the beginning above the Metziah. Right? Everything in the beginning above the Metziah was sort of a digression. The theme was the Shvuah of Shnai Moichs of Atalas. Why is it that the Halach is Yachloiku B'Shvuah? And the Ikka reason that the Gemara keeps on coming back to is Rabbi Yochanan. Shelo Yehei Kol Echad. If that's the reason for the shvua, then mali the shar, mali the part that is ad mokim shiyad magas. If you're concerned that this guy who's even adukim betalis, not eichsim betalis, he's adukim betalis, he went over to his friend, he chapped his talis, so avadi, you're going to have to swear even on the chelik that zen noitel ad mokim shiyad magas. But either way, so what's the halacha of shnayim adukim betalis, zen noitel ad mokim shiyad magas, the zen noitel ad mokim shiyad magas, the hashar yachloiku b'shvua, two gersois, whether the shvua is only on the shar or whether the shvua is on the entire thing. But the ikar halacha is zen noitel ad mokim shiyad magas, as if to say, just speaking this out because it's the segue to the next gemar, and that is that we take this talis and we do like a double yachloiku, right? The halacha of the talis is yachloiku, but there's two things happening. Number one, you take on Makam Shadam Agas, we assume this is for sure yours. You take on Makam Shadam Agas, we assume that this is for sure yours. It's the Shah that's going to be Achloiku. So there's a lot going on in this innocent looking talus. Says the Gemara, Amr Amishar Shia. So Amishar Shia said, Shma Mina, you see from this Gemara, Hai Sudra, if someone has a Sudra and he wants to use this Sudra, Vekinya Chalipin. So we know that the most common form of Kinyonim, as it relates to metaltalin that was used back in the day, was kinyan chalipin. How does chalipin work? It's more complicated than you would think, considering the fact that it was so common. But there's machlokes throughout Shas exactly how it works. Kalev shal koina, kalev shal makna. Could you use peiris? Could you not use peiris? Does it have to be shava b'shava? It could be worth a shava pruta. Maybe it doesn't even have to be worth a shava pruta. So this is something that's talked about in many different places, most notably, by the way, in Perek Hazav, the fourth Perek of Masechtas Bavli Metzias. So we're going to learn the sugya of Chalipin very much in the not-too-distant future. But one mahalach of how Chalipin works is that if somebody wants to buy something, so the lekeach, the koina, he takes an item that has even a minimal amount of value, he hands it over to the makna, to the moicher, and by the moicher accepting this thing from the koina, from the loikeach, in exchange, the loikeach ends up purchasing whatever it is that he wanted to purchase. A very common form of chalipin, once upon a time, was a sudr. So a sudr is something that a person uses to cover himself. It's a psashit of some sort. But the bottom line is, from this discussion of Shnayim Adugim Metalis, we can deduce the following. Hai sudra, given the toughest base, shalosh al shalosh, if a loikeach wants to buy something from a moicher, and he gives the moicher a sudr, as soon as the moicher chaps on to the sudr, even if he didn't take full control over it, meaning the loikeach is still holding on to the sudr that he gave to the moicher. But as soon as the moicher has a kidei achiza that's shalosh al shalosh, which means not three amas by three amas, not three tfachim by three tfachim, it's the lesser share. It's three etzbois by three etzbois. Karina bay, that would be enough for this to qualify as v'nosan lireyeyu, which is a pasuk in Sefer Rus from all places, which is where we learn the halacha of kinyan chalipin, and this kinyan would be okay. Meaning, you would think that in order for chalipin to be chalipin, you would need that the koina should physically have to take the sudr and give it to the makna. That's the chiddush of Reb Meshar Shia. That from Shnai Maduk Metalas, you see that's not the case. Why not? L'chura, if the Lekeach didn't actually give it to the Moicher, if the Koine didn't give it to the Makna, so how is that the Nasan? Says the Gemara, the command the Pasig Dami Vekani. As long as he has a Shir Chashev, we could look at that as if it's detached from the rest of the Sudar, so that it is going to be considered Venasan. Where do you see this in Shnayim Adukim Metalas? Because that's essentially what we're saying by Shnayim Adukim Metalas. Zen Noitlad Mokim Shiodam Agas. It's the shar that we're dividing. In other words, we're making a yachloiku between the part of the talis that is noitlad makim shadam agas and the shar, the quote-unquote balance of the talis, where the halacha is going to be yachloiku. So if you could take a talis, divide it in half, and see up two different components to it as it relates to the laws of Shnayim Moichas Metalis, then L'chur, you should be able to do it as it relates to Kinyan Chalipin as well. Incidentally, Rashi says, why would the Makna have to be holding Shalish al Shalish? The reason is because you need, at the very least, that the Sudr was a Dover Chashav, and the minimum shear of a Beged, as it relates to it being considered chashev, is gimel atzbayis. Like gimel atzbayis, this is something that's negated the laws of tumah v'tayra. In order for a beged to be makabel tumah, it has to be a chashev beged, and the shear is gimel atzbayis al gimel atzbayis. Either way, says the Gemara, is that true? If a person wants to be kind of something with chalipin, he doesn't physically have to hand over the sudah to the makna, but he could just give it to him, and even if he's still holding on to it, it's command the pasuk dami. Why is this different than somebody Rav Chizza said? Rav Chizza said, "Get biyada mashiach biyada." A man is giving his wife a get. It says in the Torah, "V'kasav lo sefer krisus v'nasav biyada." Okay, so he gave her a get. However, there was literally a string attached. There was a mashicha. There was a string attached to the get, and biyada it was in his hand. So she has the get in her hand, but he has this string in his hand. If the way that the string is attached to this get, just based on all the physics of it, he could schlep it, ulavia yetzloi, and bring it to him, ain't a megureshes, the halacha, she's not megureshes, because it's not considered a nesina. If there's a mashicha biyode that he can chap and bring back, so then it's not considered a nasan. If not, it's megureshes. What's the kasha? What does it say by get? The nasan, just like it says by chalipin, the nasan. And if there's a halacha that even if the coin is literally holding on to it, it's command the pasuk dami. So here too, say command the pasuk dami. Who cares that mashicha is biyadai and it's yachal and not get? At the end of the day, shnai maduka mishtar, command the pasuk dami. So the Gemara says, hasam krisis b'inam v'leka. Over there, there's another criteria. It's true, it says v'nasan. And all the halachas of nesina permeate maseches gittin and hilches gittin, how a man gives a get. But there's another tanai, and that is, it has to be a sefer krisos. And from krisos, we learn a whole bunch of dinim. And one of the halachas that we learn in krisos is that the nesina has to be in a krisos to go away. There has to be a complete krisos between noisein and mekabel. And being that in this case, there's meshicha b'yadoi, so that is a chesaron in krisos. That's why it's going to be an issue. Hach, as it relates to chalipin, nesina b'ikka, all you need is nesina. Right, just to make sure we read these words properly. You read the Gemara, it sounds like, there you need krisos, here you need venasa. No, there you also need venasa. It says in the Torah, venasa b'yada. The point is, over there, in addition to venasa, there's also a requirement of krisos, as opposed to over here, all you need is a venasa. So as it relates to hilchas venasa, yeah, shma mina, that would be okay. However, by Gerish, and there's another tonight, there's a tonight krisos, and that's where that halacha trips up, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Hoy se talis musheves chalken." If you have shnei bechsam a talis, and this talis was musheves, so it was embroidered with gold, this is a fancy, right, it has a shayna atuda maybe, but this is like an expensive, nice talis. So then the halach is chalkin, it's the same exactness. So the Gemara says, pshita, why would you think it's different? So the Gemara says, lo yitzricha dekoy dahava bein mitzi. No, it's talking about a case of shnei badukim b'shtar, zen noita amokash yodam agas, zen noita amokash yodam agas, and the gold was in the shar, it was in the middle. The Gemara says, hanabi pshita, how did you make anything better? And this is so obvious. So the Gemara, lo yitzricha de mikra v'gabe dechad. No, it's talking about where it was shnei mechsam a talis, and the gold part of the talis was a little bit closer to one of the two oichsen. So they walk into Bezdin, Dalach is Yachloikos. He says, okay, perfect. I take my half, you take your half. Yeah, you're holding on to the atuda, and this guy's holding on to just the talis. Okay, that's Talach of Shnayim Meichs of a talis. You would have thought, Mao de Teim Ad Amalei Ploik Hachi, that he has a right to say that Kamash Malon Da Amalei. The other guy could say, my Chaz is the Palgas Hachi Ploik Hachi. Meaning, you want to divide it along the width? I want to do it along the length, or vice versa, whatever. The point is that the other person always is going to have a schus to say that you can't do a yachloiku in a way where you're going to end up with the better end of the deal. Meaning, we determine the value of the talis, and based on the value of the talis, it's in that way that we do the yachloiku. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Shnayim, Adukim, Bishtar. What happens if two people walk into Beis Din, not holding on to a talis, but rather holding on to a shtar? So there was a shtar that says that somebody loaned somebody else money. That piece of paper is a valuable piece of paper. Now, two people walk into Beis Din holding onto this piece of paper. The two people that walk into Beis Din just so happen to be the Malva and the Loiva. Malva, imeshalihu. The Malva says, this is my shtar. You owe me money. V'nafal mimeni. And it fell from me, umatzasiv. And we both found it. For Loiva, the Loiva says, Shalchahu, it's true. I'm not denying that this shtar was a real shtar. However, uparaitiv, I paid the shtar, you returned it to me, and it fell from me. In other words, two people walk into Beis Din holding on to a shtar, which just on the surface looks like this is an outstanding loan. The two people are the Malv and the Loiva. They both agree that this shtar was found on the side of the road. The question is, whose pocket did it fall out of? The Malva says, it fell out of my pocket. This is an outstanding loan. I dropped it. I need to have this shtar back so I can collect on the money that I loaned you. The Leiva says, no, I already made payment. And when I made payment, you gave me back the shtar, and it fell out of my pocket. The bottom line is, mekriegtzich, this is Shnayim Oichsendig a case, but the thing that they're holding on to is this actual star. So what's the halacha? Says the Braisa. Yiskayim hashtar b'chaysamav divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, the Malva should take the shtar, he should do kiyum shtaros, which is what you always have to do, right? So let's just chazer over. What's Kiyum Shtaris? Me'ikra Adin, if a person has a shtar that says that somebody owes him money, he loaned him money, you don't have to do anything else. Eidim Achsumin Al Ashtar is Nasa Kamisha Nechkri Dusim Bebezdin. And a shtar is a very, very powerful document, and you have the ability to collect with a shtar. Stating that, there was a point in time with Rabbanan realized that people weren't being erlich and people were forging shtaris, they were forging signatures, and they said that in order for a person to be able to be moitzi mamon from somebody with a shtar, in addition to having a shtar and eidim signed on the shtar, you have to be mekayim the shtar. I mean, you have to make sure that the shtar is a real shtar. How you mekayim the shtar? So there's a whole bunch of different ways you can do it. Either you can bring eidim that will testify that the signatures in the shtar are real signatures, or the Edom themselves could walk into Bezin and say, Ksav Yodei Nohuza. Another way to do it is Bezin would have a database of different signatures that they already knew were good signatures. They have been vetted out, and they could always match it and plug it into all their algorithms. And if they get a match and they know that this is good, so like this is also going to be okay. But the halacha is that anytime a person has a shtar, yiskayim a shtar b'chesama. So what does Rebbe say? In this case, yiskayim a shtar b'chesama, which at the surface sounds like give the shtar to the malva, let him do kiyum shtaris, everything's going to be okay. This is only a havamina of the Gemara. We'll see what the Gemara is going to do. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, what? Kiyum shtaris, give it to the malva, and it's all his mechatesi. The life is holding on to it. Yachloiku, the halacha is going to be yachloiku. Nafli yadayin. What happens if the dayin is the one holding on to the shtar? Or at least that's what the Gemara in the Havamina is going to think these words mean. We'll see, the Gemara is going to fall off and have a whole different shot in this. But in the Havamina of the Gemara, if the dayin is the one that's holding on to the shtar, then lo yotzi oilamas. He should not give the shtar, not to the malva, not to the leiva. So it sounds like the dayin was walking in the street, he sees the shtar, just so happens this is what he does for a living. Interesting. Wow, I don't know who this is. Is it the malva or the leiva? Lo yotzi oilamas. Rabbi Yossi says, Hareyu b'cheskos. Oh, the dayan found the shtar. It's becheskasoi, becheskasu. It's becheskas de malva. We assume for sure that this loan was not paid, and therefore you're supposed to give it to the malva. So there's a lot going on over here. Number one, right, just to clarify this, to break this up a little bit, the Bryce is talking about where a shtar was found, and we're trying to figure out, was this shtar paid or was it not paid? Does it belong to the malva so that he can go collect? Or does it belong to the loiva because he already paid? The Braisa talks about two different cases. One case is where Ushtayim Adukim B'Shtar, Ushtayim Moichsim B'Talas Diga case, where the Malva and the loiva walking together holding on to the Shtar. The second case is where it was Nafali Adai. As it relates to Ushtayim Moichsim B'Shtar, just from reading the Braisa, it sounds like it's a Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, give it to the Malva. Me, Iskayim Ushtar B'Chisamba, which is what you always have to do. And Rebbe's going to seemingly hold that the Malva is going to be able to collect the Shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yachloiko, which probably means Iskayim Ushtar B'Chisamba, but even then, all you're going to be entitled to is half. As it relates to Nafli Adayin, that seems to be a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Rabbanan, lo yotzi oilamas, the Dayin just keeps it. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be hareyu b'cheskasa, you're going to give it to the Malva. Stating that, the Gemara is going to do a lot of work. Not hard, but just some work on this Braisa. And we're going to see the Reisha is not the Reisha, the Seifa is not the Seifa. It's going to be Panim Chadosh is Bo Kan on this Braisa by the time we're finished. Zok the Gemara Amar Mar. Yiskai Mashtar B'chaisom. Rebbe said, what do you do with Shtayim Adukim B'shtar? Yiskai Mashtar B'chaisom. It sounds like V'govule Malva Kule. That once you do Kiyum Shtaris, at that point the Malva is going to be able to collect on the entire Shtar. Freit the Gemara B'lesli Masisim Shtayim Moichsim V'chulu. Does Rebbe not hold of the halacha of Shtayim Moichsim V'chulu? Meaning Shtayim Moichsim B'talaza Imrani Mitzosir, right? That's the V'chulu. Does he not hold it as halacha? The halacha of Shnai Moichsin is always Yachloiku. So why over here would it belong 100% to the Malva? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, let me explain to you this Braisa. The Mekuyim, the Vyakol Yachloiku, in the event that this Shtar was already Mekuyim, everybody holds that the halacha would be Yachloiku. There'd be no Shaila because Rebbe holds of the Mishnah of Shnai Moichsin Vitalis. And as a result, of course, the din would be Achloiku. Keep Ligi. What's the Machloikis? B'she'enu Mekuy. The Machloikis is where this Shtar was not Mekuyim yet. So let's just play this out. The Shtar was not Mekuyim. What happened? The Malva and the Leiva walk into Bezdin, they're both holding on to the Shtar. They both admit that this Shtar was a real Shtar. The Malva claims that it's a real Shtar, fell out of my pocket, and you never paid. The Leiva says it's not true. I paid, and that's why you gave me back the shtar. But they're both acknowledging, The rabbis, the loiva is acknowledging that this shtar was a real shtar. Okay, Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, moida b'shtar shekasvu, tzorich l'kaimer. If the loiva is moida to the malva, that a shtar is a real shtar, the halacha is, the malva needs to be mekayim the shtar. The mekayim le'paluk, thus, says Rebbe, yiskayim ashtar b'chaysamav, meaning, be mekayim the shtar, and then and only then will the halacha be yachloiku. But if you're not going to be mekayim the shtar, le'paluk, you're not even going to get your half. My time, what's the reason? Chas b'balma, because you're holding on to a chas b'balma. In other words, every single shtar requires kiyum shtaris. Stating that, there's a reason to think that in this case, you don't need kiyum shtaris. You know why? Because what's the purpose of kiyum shtaris? Maybe the shtar is not a legitimate shtar. If the loiva says that the shtar is legit, what did he say? Yeah, it's real, but I paid it and it fell for me. So he was a moide b'shtar shekosfu. He's moide the shtar is good. Once he's moide b'shtar shekosfu, so at that point you would have thought maybe you don't need kiyum shtaris. Kamash malon Rebbe yiskayim hashtar b'chaysom if you need kiyum shtaris. Aye, we know it's a real shtar. What's the answer? The answer is, how do you know the shtar is a real shtar? Because the loiva said so. The loiva also said that he paid it. He has a pesha asa pesha hitter, and as a result, moidim shtar shakosfu tzarech al kaimer. But when Rebbe says he's kaimer shtar b'chesamav, he didn't mean v'govel e'mal v'kula. What he meant was, be mekayim, and then you'll be able to collect at least half. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel, man komash v'le lehai shtar loiva. Right? The Gemara speaks it out. Why is that the case that you still need kiyum shtaris? Because what would be the svara not? Because it was made the b'shtar shekosfu. Because the loiva said it's a good shtar. No, come out the paria. He said it's paid. I mean that he said it's paid. So therefore, he has a pesha as a pesha. So you have to keep shtar. Shem gamliel. So Shem gamliel holds made the b'shtar shekosfu. Ein tzarich l'kaimoy. Then made the b'shtar shekosfu is ein tzarich l'kaimoy. Once the loiva says the shtar is a good shtar, at that point there is no halacha of kiyum shtaris anymore. I pesha asa. We're not learning that sugya now. But the bottom line is you don't have to, and therefore the halacha is va'afa gafta loy mekayim le. Even if he's not mekayim it, yachloiku, the halacha is going to be yachloiku. So good. The version 2.0 of the understanding of the resh of this braisa is that the machloik is Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel is not whether the malva gets the whole shtar or whether the halacha is going to be achloiku. Everybody holds that the halacha is going to be achloiku. The machloik is something else. The machloik says, does the malva have to be mekayim the shtar in order to get his half, or does he not have to be mekayim the shtar? Ordinarily, you have to be mekayim the shtar. So why in the world would you think that this is different? Because here the loiva was moida. Moida b'shtar shekosfu. Tzarech l'kaimoy, ain't tzarech l'kaimoy. Rebbe holds moida b'shtar shekosfu, tzarech l'kaimoy. Because although the loiva was moida, the shtar is a good shtar, he has a pesha after when he's pesha hitter when he said parua, and therefore the halach is you would need kiyum shtaris to get your half, as opposed to Reb Shimon Gamliel holds moida b'shtar shekosfu, ain't tzarech l'kaimoy. Therefore, you can get your half. So again, shnayim adukin b'shtar, just to get this clear, is no different than shnayim moichsim b'talos. It's the same exact thing. This is a shayl of yachloiku. The only noise over here is the mouth on his half. Does he need kiyum shtaris? And that's a ksubis sugya. That's a shayl of moide b'shtar shekosfu tzarech l'kaimi ein tzarech l'kaimi. It's negay the laws of kiyum shtaris. It's negay the sugyas of pesha asa pesha hitter. But was negay the shnayim oichsim b'talis chelik of this case? It's no different, like the Gemara said, than a shnayim oichsim b'talis. Either way, that's the ratio of the braisa. What was the say for the braisa? Nofal yadayin. That's what the Rabbanan said. Rabbi Yossi says, "Hareyu bechaskasi, you give it to the Malva." Says the Gemara, "Dafli yadayin lo yotzioi lamis." If the dayin finds it, lo yotzioi lamis. Faith the Gemara, "Maichno li yadayin." It sounds like if the dayin was walking in the street and he finds it, then the halach is lo yotzioi lamis. But let's say a person walking wasn't a dayin; he's just not a dayin. It's not what he does. So is the halacha going to be different? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be different, but it really has no havana. What difference does it make if the person's a dayin or if he's not a dayin? Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Hachi ka amar." This is the way you have to read the braisa. A completely different understanding. The achar shematza shtar shenofali adayin. The achar meaning an achar, just a poshtiyit who finds a shtar, and this shtar was nofali adayin, meaning Rashi, it already had a hempik. There was already a kiyum shtaris. This wasn't just a shtar that two people wrote up with a cipher. It's not the back of an envelope. This shtar already has a hempik. It has a seal of approval. It's notarized by the dayanim. This is a legitimate bona fide shtar. The hechidami zoktigamar, the kasa ba hempik, where there's a hempik already, lo yotziu oilamis, then the halach is going to be lo yotziu oilamis. So not nofli adayin, the dayan was walking in the street and he found it. Anybody was walking in the street and he found it. If it was already nafali adayin. So then the halach is dal yitziu olamus. But the Gemara clarifies, v'loy mi boil like kasa behempik. That's poshut if it was not nafali adayin. Meaning there was no hempik. The gemara kasa v'luvus v'loy lava. Where there's a legitimate possibility that maybe this shtar was written to be a shtar milva, but ultimately no one ever borrowed money with it. So then for sure lo yitziu olamus. Then there's no way in the world you're going to give it to the malva. Meaning, even if there's a hempik, where there was already a kiyum shtaris, so now already it sounds pretty clear that this shtar was a legitimate shtar, because you wouldn't go through the trouble of kiyum shtaris unless you actually loaned the money. This doesn't look like a havamina. This looks like a maskana. This looks like something that was actually done. So you would have thought in that case, maybe you for sure shouldn't give it to the malva. Still, the halach is lo yachzer. You don't give it back to the malva. And the reason is the chashin aliparayin, because we're afraid that maybe the loiv already paid. He got back the shtar and it fell out of it. Rabbi Yosef was chaylik in the braisa. He said, hareu b'cheskosoy, that no, we give it to the malva. In other words, v'loy chayshin on lipiroyin, we're not chayish for piroyin. The Rishonim speak out that this that Rabbi Yossi holds, hareya b'cheskosay, and loy chayshin lipiroyin, that's only true if it was kasa behempik. If it was kasa behempik, it's over there that Rabbi Yossi says his halacha of hareya b'cheskosay, that we give it back to the malva. V'loy chayshin on lipiroyin. If, however, it was loy kasa behempik, that even Rabbi Yossi would be moida, that the halacha is that you don't give it back to the malva, you don't give it back to the loiva. And it's for that reason that the Braisa said nafali adayin. Meaning, why did the Braisa say nafali adayin? The Gemara said loy mibaya if it was loy nafali adayin. Meaning, it's not dafka. So if it's not dafka, why did the Braisa even mention it? The reason the Braisa mentioned it, because it's negeya, not the sheet of the Chachamim. This is something that's negeya, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. And just to explain this a little bit better, and really the segues into understanding Rabbi Yossi's Shita. What is the aside of Rabbi Yossi's Shita? So again, somebody found a shtar. According to the Chachamim, what's the halacha of this shtar? You can't give it back, because you don't know who it fell from. You know if it fell from the mouth, it fell from the lip. They walk in holding it together, that's yachloiku. But if it was found on the side of the road, you don't know if the malva has this outstanding shtar, or maybe the leva paid it already, and it fell out of his pocket. They're two bona fide cheshoshes. It doesn't matter, hempik, not hempik. Either way, that's the way it's going to be. Rabbi Yossi says, give it to the malva. And the reason Rabbi Yossi says, give it to the malva, is because Rabbi Yossi is not chayish l'piroyin. The side of Shitas Rabbi Yossi, who's loy chayish l'piroyin, is because Rabbi Yossi holds that a loiv is going to be careful with a shtar. The loiv is not going to just let a shtar that he paid fall out of his pocket. It's just something he's going to be careful for. And if the shtar fell, it's more likely in Svara that it fell from the malva than it is that it fell from the loiva. And being that that's the case, we give it to the malva. It's for that reason Rabbi Yossi only says his halacha when there's a hempik. Meaning, when there's a hempik, and you know for sure the shtar was a legitimate shtar, the whole shaila is, did the loiva pay or did the loiva not pay? Al zeh nema shitas Rabbi Yossi is loy chayshin l'piroyin. Because the loiva is going to be careful, he would have never allowed it to fall. I mean, not loy chayshin l'piroyin, we're not chayish that loivas pay their loans, right? That's what it sounds like. No, we're chayish that pay their loans. But loy chayshin l'piroyin, that he paid his loan and then it fell out of it. He would have torn it up, he would have shredded it, this thing would have been gone. And therefore, if it fell, it probably fell from the malva, not from the loiva. If you have a shnar that doesn't have a hempik, there's another reason not to give it back to the malva. What's that reason? Maybe he never borrowed the money. Maybe this is all in the havamina. And being that maybe this is all the havamina, that Rabbi Yossi is not digging sich with. So over there, the halach is going to be like, and that, speak out to Rishonim, is the reason that the Braisa said Nafli Adayin. Not Nafli Adayin, because that's when you have the sheet of the Chachamim. The sheet of the Chachamim of Lo Yoitzu is true, whether there's a hempik, whether there's not a hempik, because the Chachamim are Chayesh Lepiroyin. I mean that the Chayesh Lepiroyin, the Halacha is always going to be. But in Rabbi Yossi, it's only Nafli Adayin, because to the extent it wasn't Nafli Adayin, so now already there's a Chashash was never paid. The loan never happened. If there's a Chashash that the loan never happened, so then the Halacha is going to be. You can't give it back to the mouth. The only time Rabbi Yossi is because when you know for sure there was a loan, what's the shaila? Was it paid? Oh, for that, Rabbi Yossi is not chayish l'piroyin. Either way, so what's this machloikis here in the Seifa, the version 2.0? And that is, somebody finds shtar. Does he have to be a dayan? No, doesn't have to be a dayan. And this person finds the shtar. The question is, what does he do with it? According to the Chachamim, doesn't matter if there's a hempik, there's not a hempik. The halacha is going to be, do not return this to the malva, do not return it to the loiva. Don't return it to the malva, because maybe the loiva already paid up the loan and it fell from him. don't return it to the loiva because maybe the loiva didn't pay up the loan and it's outstanding. Rabbi Yossi is chaylik. Rabbi Yossi says if it had a hempik, if it was nafali adayin, so then the halacha is that you're going to return it to the malva. Aye, maybe the loiva paid up the loan and it fell from him. Loi chayshina lepirayin. What does it mean? Loi chayshina lepirayin? Not, we're not concerned that he paid, but in the event that he paid, he would have immediately discarded it. He would have gotten rid of it because he would have been afraid that maybe he's going to lose it. And therefore, if it fell, there's a very strong umdana that it fell from the malva, and therefore the halacha is areo b'cheskasa. There's some chazaka that it's probably the malvas, and therefore that's who you're going to give it to. So the Gemara says, "V'loich ha'ish Rabbi Yosi l'peroin." Is it true that Rabbi Yosi nishita is that when ha'ish v'peroin v'tani b'nuim to the brayza, what's a shtar ksuba b'shog? If somebody finds a shtar ksuba, so a shtar ksuba is very similar to a shtar milfa, right? In every ksuba, we always look at the isha as being the malva and the husband as being the loiva, even though it's not really what happened. But proverbially speaking, the isha is the malva because the money, when it vests, is owed to her, as opposed to the man who's the one who's going to have to make the payment the way the loiva always has to make the payments. Again, somebody found the shtar ksuba, bismacha bal moida, if the baal's moida, yeah, fell out of my wife's wallet. I never paid the ksuba. It belongs to her. Okay, that's easy. Yachsalisha. Ain't about moida. What happens if the baal's not moida? Lo yachsal loyla zeva loyla zeva. You can't return it to anybody. Rabbi Yosi says, oy, the tachas baylo. If she's still married, so then the halach is yachsalisha. You give it back to the isha. Because if she's married, it's not mistaber that what the husband is saying, I really paid up the ksuba. People don't usually pay ksubas while they're married. You pay it when it's nesar malo in nesgarsha. So, being that his svara is a weaker svara, so that loch is to give it to the isha. Nesar malo in nesgarsha, if she's an amana and she's a grusha. And then, all of a sudden, you find the ksuba. Okay, then already it's not pasha. Then lo yachser, lo yilazeva, lo yilazes. Again, what's the case? The case is where somebody found a shtar, but not a shtar milva, not a regular loan document, but rather this was a shtar ksuba. And we have a machloikis between the husband and the wife, whether or not this ksuba was paid, or whether this ksuba was not paid. Machloikis Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi, what's the halacha? According to the Rabbanan, lo yachzer lo yilazev lo yilazev. If there's a he said, she said, literally, that's always what the halacha is going to be. Lo yachzer not to her, because maybe he paid the ksuba, and not to him, because maybe not. So we're going to keep it, ad sheyaveh Eliyahu. But we cannot return this ksuba to anybody. Rabbi Yosi says, I agree with your halacha of lo yachzer lo yilazev lo yilazev, but just one caveat. It's only if there was gerushin, or if she's an amana right now, where the zman to pay the ksuba has come into play. If, however, oida tachas bayla, that's where I disagree. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, how could Rabbi Yosi say that if a shtar ksuba was found, albeit la'achan neshenes armelo in eskarsha, da'loch is lo yachser, lo ylozev, lo ylozev. By definition, what you're saying is that you're chayesh leperoyin. Again, what does it mean chayesh leperoyin? You're concerned that maybe the ksuba was already paid, and therefore the husband got back his ksuba. And what did he do? And he lost it. But if you're telling me that as soon as somebody pays up a choyv, he takes the shtar and he rips it up, ad kidei kach, that if you find the shtar on the side of the road, it for sure didn't fall from the loiv, it for sure fell from the malva, hareo b'cheskasoi, then here too we should say the same thing, hareo b'cheskasoi, and we should say that for sure the ksuba fell from the isha. It for sure didn't fall from the man, because had it fallen from had the man paid up the ksuba, he would have torn it immediately. So you have a steer in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that if somebody finds a shtar milva, what's the halacha? Rebbe cheskasa, you give it back to the malva, and you don't say loy lozev loy lozev, because loy chayshin liperoyin. Yes, you see, when it comes to ksuba, but here you are chayish liperoyin. So the Gemara says epoch. I think you have to make an epoch. Meaning, let's go back to our brisa. We've edited our brisa so much already. We're going to make another edit. Meaning, nafali adayin lo yotzi oilamis. If Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is the one that says lo yotzi oilamis. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi is chayish lepiroyin. See, he says lo yotzi oilamis as it relates to a shtar milv. He says lo yotzi oilamis as it relates to a shtar ksuba as well. The chacham noyim, the chachamim say areo b'cheskasai, that it's areo b'cheskasai. It's the rabbanon that are not chayish. But the Gemara says, so all we did was we just changed the names. But at the end of the day, we shifted the question. Now you're going to have a steer of the Rabbanon ad Rabbanon. Why? Because the Rabbanon, now Aloy Chayish Lepiroyin, and Shtayim Adukim Bishtar. Yet the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yosi. Right, in that price of Bishtar Ksuba, there's no machloikis. with regards to the concept of chashin leperoin, loy chashin leperoin. Everybody agrees there's going to be a time where if you find a ksuba that Allah has given loyach, so loy lezev, loy lezev. The shayla is it only true if it was nesav loy neskasha, or maybe even more? It's even true when it's oida tachas bailo. But as it relates to the ikur shayla of chashin leperoin, do we assume that when a person pays, he rips it up immediately? Ad kedekach, so if you find it, it for sure didn't fall from the person that made the payment. It for sure paid. Everybody holds of that halacha. So what difference does it make? You're not helping the man by making an epoch. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Shtark Suba Kulu Rabbi Yossi. Now, we're going to make an epoch, like we said, but in addition to the epoch, we're going to omit the whole sheet of the Rabbanon from that second Braisa, and that Braisa is really one sheet, and it's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and obviously in order to do this, the Chasure Mechsera, the Hachitani, you have to do some surgery. You have to say Chasure Mechsera. How so? In a Baal Moida, says the Braisa. Again, what happened? Somebody found a Shtark Suba. If the Baal's Moida, what's the Halacha? Then it's easy. Yachsalisha. What if the Baal's not Moida? Then you don't return it to anybody. Not two sheetas, but one sheet. But med devar mamurim. When is this true? B'chenes amrla in his gasha. That's only true if she's an amana, she's a grusha. Where there's a svara to say that maybe she got paid. Aval oida tachas bailo. If, however, she's oida tachas bailo, yachsel isha. Then the halacha is you're going to return it to the isha. She Rabbi Yosi aimer, because Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion. The Bach adds the words divrei Rabbi Yosi, right? Divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that oida tachas bay lo yachsel isha nesamer lo neskarsha lo yachsel lo lozev lo lozev. Either way, if there's only one shita in the price of ksuba and we make an epoch in the price of shtayim adukim b'shtayim, then there's no kashas. Then everything is able to work. Rabbi Papa said a different teretz to answer this kasha, and that is lo oilam lo tepoch. Really, don't make a tepoch. Meaning, Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Yosi the way we have him in shtayim adukim b'shtayim. Rabbi Yosi is loy chayish lepiroy. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yosi is loy chayish lepiroy. And so by ksuba, the halacha should be the same thing. The halacha should be if you find the ksuba, we should assume for sure that it belongs to the isha. So the Gemara says, enochinami, Rabbi Yosi holds it does belong to the isha, but that's not what he said. Rabbi Yosi said nesamer loy neskasha lo yachsel loy lezev loy lezev. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yosi wasn't saying his shita. Rabbi Yosi ledevreim de rabbanon ka'amar lohu. He was talking to the rabbanon. He said lididi according to me afilo nesamer loy neskasha nami loy chayshina leperoin. I'm never chayish leperoin. That's my shita. So I hold doesn't matter nesamer neskasha not. The halacha is for sure going to be that the isha is going to get the ksuba. Liditchu you hold chayshina leperoin. Right. This is our old machlokes. We had this machlokes already in Shtayim Adukim. When we're learning Bava Metzia, this is Ksuvas. When we're learning Bava Metzia, we had this Shail Abba. Oidili Mios, can you at the very least be moided to me that by Oida Tachas Bailo? If she's still married, the yachsel isha to la pas peroyinu. Because at the end of the day, people don't usually pay ksubas to their wives when they're married. Family Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said it's not true. Eimet tzrari atvasa. There's always a possibility of ksubas fame that maybe there was like a bundle of cash that he had designated as soon as they got married, and they said, this is going to be your ksubas. So there's always a possibility that the ksuba was paid. I mean, there's a possibility that the ksuba was paid. So it's for that reason that the Rabbanan hold that even oida tachas bailo, this is something that you have to be concerned about. But Ravina Amar, Ravina is the third teretz. He says, Lo oilam epoch kamaisa. Ravina said that the way to answer the stira in Rabbi Yosi by Shnayim Beduk Beshtar is not chayish v'peroin. Rabbi Yosi by Ksuba is chayish v'peroin, is by making an epoch. Meaning, Rabbi Yosi is the one that says by Shnayim Beduk Beshtar Loyachsel Loylozav Loylozav, because Rabbi Yosi really is chayish v'peroin. And Rabbi Yosi l'shitasa, he was chayish v'peroin by Shnayim Badukim Vishtar, he's Chayish Leperoin as it relates to Ksuba as well. What was the problem with that? The problem with that was, is we now had a stir in the Rabbanon, because then it comes out the Rabbanon are not Chayish Leperoin by Shnayim Badukim Vishtar, yet the Rabbanon are Chayish Leperoin when it comes to Ksuba. Says Ravino, V'taymo de Rabbanon hocha, pshad in the Rabbanon, in this Braisa of a shtar ksuba that was found is not because the chayish v'peroyin, but rather it's mishum de chayshinon l'shtei ksubas. It's a different chash. We're chayish v'shtei ksubas, for Rabbi Yosi l'shtei ksubas like chayish, and Rabbi Yosi was chaylik because Rabbi Yosi wasn't chayish for shtei ksubas. So what does this mean? So I think it's just kedai to see Rashi inside. Rashi dibra maschol la'olam epach kamaisa, says the Gemara. La'olam epoch kamaisa, we're going to make an epoch in Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi really is the one that's chayish leperoin. So, okay, look at Rashi. Ooh, the kasha lecha adarabonon adarabonon. But what was the follow-up to that? Okay, so now instead of having a steer in Rabbi Yosi, you have a steer in the Rabbanon. Loi tikshi, don't ask this question. The tamayu adarabonon b'ksuba, because pshan in the Rabbanon by ksuba is lav mishum dechashim leperoin. It's not because they hold that maybe the loan was paid and then it fell from the husband, because we assume for sure that if a person makes a payment, he's going to take the shtar and he's going to rip it up. Demand the para, vahadale shtara, because someone that makes a payment and he gets the shtar back, out the karale, he tears it immediately. Ella, so what then is this all about? So why is that loch? Mishum de chayshin el shtei ksubas. The reason is because the rabbanan achayish for two ksubas. They're worried that shema chazar vikosav lo ksuba acheres shnia. We're concerned that maybe this shtar got lost, meaning she owned the shtar. It was never paid. She owned the shtar. And then after she had the shtar got lost. Now this guy got very, very worried because he knows the halacha is that man's not going to live together with his wife if they don't have a ksuba. You can't even live with your wife if you don't know what the ksuba is. Right? Rameya Shita in Masechtas Ksubas. This is a big problem. So yeah. Have to have a ksuba. So what did he do? He went and he wrote a second ksuba. Ve'ena bal moida diktani. And when the Braisa says ena bal moida, lav ba'omer paraiti. He's not saying paraiti. That's never what happened. Elo ba'omer al tachziruli. Al tachziru la. What he's saying is, don't give it back to her. Sheyesh ba yada acheres, because I'm telling you, she has another ksuba. V'toytzi al yorshei shtar achashtar, and she's going to go ahead and she's going to pull out these two shtars. So pshan in the rabbanon in the brice of ksuba is not chayshin leperayin, loy chayshin leperayin, because of the epoch that we made. It's just that the rabbanon hold that chayshin on the shtei ksubas. So in the event that the husband says that, I want you to know, I gave her a second ksuba because I didn't want to live with her without a ksuba, that's something that we are concerned about. And because of the chashash that there might be a second ksuba, that's why the halacha is lo yachzer. Not lo yachzer because we think he made the payment, but lo yachzer because there's another ksuba. Meaning everyone agrees this ksuba was lost. I mean, that's what happened. Somebody walked into Bezdin and that found the ksuba. The husband's time is not that I paid it and that it fell from me, because loich hashinu l'peroi. What the husband is saying is that I gave her another ksuba. And by the way, that's why, even if it's oida tachas baila, the sheet of the chachamim is that you have to take this seriously. If the taina was piroyin, so then you don't make payments of a ksuba. That's never what he said. All he said was, is I gave her another ksuba. And then you have to add, not only is he not concerned that the husband would make a payment, but also he holds that a person wouldn't write a second ksuba. Why not? So the Rishonim say, maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that it's aser for a husband and a wife to be without a ksuba, because the ksuba is a maisa bezdin. Anyways, could be it's for different reasons, but the bottom line is that the shail over there is not chayshin el-peroin, loy chayshin el-peroin. The time of the husband was never paraiti. The time of the husband was, I gave a second ksuba, it's a whole different shailo. That's a shailo that's negeya hilchas ksubas, with his halachi nala, live without a ksuba, it's not negeya hilchas. And as a result, I call Yavoy El Mekayim Bashalom. Exhale. So, as promised, just to go back for a moment to the sugya of Tokfu Kayin. Which part of the sugya? The Gemara had brought a Mishnah, which is a Mishnah Mesechtes Bechayris, that said, Kofatz Echad Menaminuyin Letoichon Kulon Petur. A person had a whole bunch of behemoths, and he's being mafrish, Maisa Behema. One, two, three, kibakoras, reya, edroy. And all of a sudden, one of the animals that he had already counted was kafats back into the deer. It jumped back into the old balagan of all the animals that he has. So the Mishnah says, kulam paturim. The halach is at this point, this person is going to be exempt from being mafish maisa behema. He can't be mafish maisa behema anymore. And the reason is because you can't count an animal twice as it relates to maisa behema. Once an animal was counted, whether it was the first, the second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth, it doesn't matter. Once an animal was one of the menuyin, at that point, it cannot be one of the menuyin for a second time. And being that it can't be one of the menuyin for a second time, that means that one of the animals in this deer right now, you know for a fact, is disqualified from being able to go tachas ha-shevet for a second time. And being that there's one animal here that's a problem, that knocks out the entire geshäft. And the reason is because there's a halach in Maisa Behema that the 10th animal has to be Asiri Vadai, V'loy Asiri Safi. You have to know for sure that the 10th animal is the 10th. And if you don't know for sure that it's the 10th, if you have a suffix whether it's the 10th, then it doesn't have any Kedushas Maisa Behema. It's a Gzeres HaKosav, Asiri Amidarshan Asiri Vadai, V'loy Asiri Safi. And being that one of these animals right now, it could be you have 500 animals, but one of these animals is from the Minuyin, every single time an animal is going to go Tachas HaSheva, when it's going to be number 10, it's going to be a suffix. Is this tent the real tent? Maybe one of the tens was one of the Minuyin, and as a result, it's really not the tent. And there's a din Asiri Vadavalei Asiri suffix. Therefore, the Allah is Kofatz Echon Min HaMinuyin L'Toichon Kulim B'Tur. Tosfos asks the very obvious kasha, and that is Tema, the Levatel Beruba. Why don't we say Bittel Berayv? V'Lechayvu Kulu B'Meiser. What happened to Bittel Berayv? In Kala Taira Kula, the rule is Achrei Rabban Lahatois. So why don't we say that being the Rav of the animals are not from the Minuyin, so the one that is from the Minuyin should be Bat Rav. Another Nusach that the Rishonim asked this Kasha in is, why don't we say Kol De Parish, Meiruba Parish, if Rav of these animals right now are not from the Minuyin, so every time an animal goes Tachas HaShevet, so this animal is being Parish from the Rav animals that are not Minuyin, Kol De Parish, Meiruba Parish, we would assume that it's not from the Minuyin. In other words, Tosfos, the Rishonim asked the Grace of Kasha, that what happened to Bittel Berayv? So in yesterday's daf, from 7.5 years ago, we mentioned the teretz that the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Rosh, who says, a dover yodua and a dover nifla, says the Rosh. V'oid yesh loymer. Kivan de chazinon. Da'afilu hecha de'yochel la'asurei meman of shachpater. Mishum da'asiri vadei amrachmano v'lo yasiri. Min hasafik, being that it's mavur in the laws of Maisa Behema, that there's a halacha of asiri vaday v'loy asiri safik, which holds nicer behema to a standard that's higher than the standard that other areas of halacha are held to. It's for that reason the halacha is that even if you're going to have a situation where there's going to be a roiv, still, you're not going to be able to be soymich on the roiv in order to be mafresh maisa behema. And the reason is because even when you have roiv, lo'olam lo'inofik michlal sofik asiri. Roiv does not have the ability to take a sofik and say that it's no longer a sofik. So that although it's true, there is a parish in the Torah that when you have a sofik, you can go baser roiv. That parish in the Torah of roiv is going to work for most parishes in the Torah. But when it comes to maisa behema, where the standard is higher, where it says asiri vada v'lei asiri sofik, and if there's a tzad sofik here, that's enough to say that you can't be mafresh maisa behema. Even when you have a roiv, you still have a tzad sofik. And being that you still have a tzad sofik, if there's a halach of asiri vada v'lei asiri sofik, that in and of itself is not going to be enough to allow you to be mafresh maisa behema. So the Rishonim's kasha was, every kofet sachem and amenuyim, why don't you say bittel b'roiv? Why don't you say kol de parish, meruba parish, zok de rosh? The reason is because even when you have a roiv, roiv does not make a sofik. And being that there's a halacha, asiri vada v'loy asiri sofik, so as long as there's a tzad sofik, that's enough to say that you can't be mafresh maisa behema. Even when there's a roiv, there's a tzad sofik, and as a result, you will not be able to be mafresh maisa behema. So in yesterday's daf, again, from the last machzer, we mentioned Rav Kiveger's kasha in a tshuva. I think it's kedai to go through this Rav Kiveger, albeit in a little bit of a slower way. So this tshuva for Rav Kiveger is in Cheluk Beis, it's in Simen Kufres. The Shoyl in the Tshuva was a Yid that Rav Kiveger refers to as Yedidi Hagayve Dekilu Kedosha Tzempelberg Harav Tuvio Neiro Yoyes. If so, you saw you, Dei Vois Bekever. So this Yid, this Gaivit of Tzempelberg, Harav Tuvio, he asked Rav Kiveger Gevaldig Akasha. His Kasha was, everyone knows, the Aloch is Sofik Tumo Bershus HaYochid Sveikoy Tome. Sofik Tumo Bershus HaRabim. Sveikaitar. So if you have a Sufik Tumma Bershus HaRabim, even though the Sufik is a Sveikaitarais, it doesn't matter. Sufik Tumma Bershus HaRabim, the halacha is Sveikaitahir. Stating that, the halacha is that in the event that you have a Sufik Tumma Bershus HaRabim, but Roiv would seem to suggest that there's Tumma. So for example, there's 9 shrotzim and 1 svardeya, right? The 9 shrotzim, 9 of the shmeida shrotzim, which are tameh, and 1 svardeya, which is not tameh. Upiresh, and one of these creatures was pyresh. Vinaga, and it touched tyres. So it's a mefurish, a tesefta, perikei, halachetes, and a sechtes tyres. The halach is that even if this happens in Rishus HaRabim, the thing that it touches is going to be tameh. Why? Because although sofik tumah Rishus HaRabim is fake tar, but over here you have roif, called the parish, miruba parish. Of the 10 creatures, 9 nine of them were shrotzim. It's only one frog. The other nine were shrotzim. And as a result, you have a kol de parish meruba parish. The halacha is there's going to be tumah. So the shoyl asks Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, I don't understand. Safik tumah b'shus harabim sfeikei toras halacha l'mayish misinai. It's a din that every single time there's a safik tumah, if it's in reshus harabim, it's automatically tar. The Rosh said in the sugi of Takfu Kayin above the davavam and days that any time you have a safik, even if there's a roif michlal sveiko loy nafka, it still remains a safik. If that's the case, so why is it that you go baseroy when you have a safik tumah b'shus harabim? At the end of the day, it's still safik tumah b'shus harabim. If the din is safik tumah b'shus harabim sveiko tar, so why is it safik tumah b'shus harabim when you have a kol de parish meruba parish? The halach is that you're gonna say that it's a problem. What's the difference l'chura between a situation where there's a roif or there's not a roif? The Rosh said it with regards to the halach of ma'isa behemo, where there's a din asiri vada v'loy asiri sofik. If there's a sofik ma'isa behemo, so you can't be mafish ma'isa behemo. Even mamon of shach, you can't be mafish ma'isa behemo, because once you're a sofik, you're automatically excluded. And even when you have a kol de parish meruba parish, it doesn't change anything. No, if that's the case, so why don't we say the same thing as it relates to sofik tumah b'shus harabim? So Rabbi Kiveger told his yedid, the Gaivit of Tempelberg, Reb Tovia, three terutzim. The second teretz that he told him was that the chilik is pashat. The chilik is that this that we say, that asiri vaday v'loy asiri safik, and as a result, you can't even go basarayv, that's only true in the sugya of ma'isa behema, where the whole shaila of this behema is negeya the laws of ma'isa behema. So kovat echem and amenuyin. And now one of the animals was pirish. You want to know, is it one of the menuyin? Is it not one of the menuyin? What's a negeya, right? What's the halachic significance? Whether this is one of the menuyin or whether it's not one of the menuyin. It's negeya the laws of ma'isa behema. Otherwise, who cares if it's from the menuyin, right? It has zero relevance in halacha other than in the sugya of ma'isa behema. Being that it's only negeya the sugya of ma'isa behema. And there's a halacha of asiri vada v'lei asiri sofik. It doesn't have the ability to be machriya b'tei is vadai, that this is really not one of the menuyin, so therefore you're going to be stuck. It's not going to work. However, says Reb Kiva Eger, as it's negeya the halacha of these 10 shrotzim, upirech echem mehem, and you want to know now what, which one of these shrotzim was pirish, that's negeya other areas as well. Because whether an animal is a sheretz or whether it's a tzvardeya is negeya if you eat the sheretz, whether you're going to get malchus, if you only eat a adasha, if you don't eat a adasha. So tzvardeya is not kosher. But the shrotzim have a chiddush that even bekadosha, the halach is to get malchus. So there, whether or not it's the tzvardeya or it's one of the shrotzim, is not only negeya the laws of sofik toma, it's negeya the laws of macholos asuras as well. And as it relates to Macholos Asurois, over there is a halach if you go Basaroi. Because over there's no din that as long as it's a tzad sofik that gets you into trouble. Then you have the regular Shulchan Aruch of Achi Rabbi Mahatis, where you're always supposed to go Basaroi. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that being that this shail of called the parish Merubba Parish, as it's negeya to the sheretz and the tzvardeya, has implications in areas of halacha other than Tumah, and in those implications there is a din roiv. Once you go Basaroi in that area of halacha, so it's already yuchsak that you're going to go basarayv, and once you go basarayv, you can apply it broadly, and you're going to say the same halacha of rayv as it relates to the halacha of sofik tumah. So it's true, if all we were dining was sofik tumah, so then, anochinami, you would say that even when you have a rayv, the rayv wouldn't be able to be machriya the sofik tumah. But over there, the sofik is not only negeya sofik tumah, it's also negeya lulkos olo bekadash. Is it a sheretz? Is it a tzvardeya? So being that it has other implications in halacha, it's not only negeya the sofik tumah, so it's for that reason, over there, you're going to be able to go basarayv. As opposed to kofat zechem and minuyin, the case of the Rosh, over there it's not only negeya, it's only negeya the laws of ma'isa behema. What else is in negeya? I mean that all it's negeya is the laws of ma'isa behema. And by ma'isa behema, as long as it's a tzad sofik, that's enough to say that you can't be mafresh ma'isa behema. And Rav doesn't have the ability to make it oy sofik because michal sveik aloy nafka. So Rav Kidega, this was the second teretz that he said. That's the chiluk between sofik tumah b'shus harabim when you go basarayv as opposed to sofik ma'isa behema. Said Rav Kidega, I'll prove to you that my teretz is right. I'll prove it to you. Because the halacha is that a treifa is not kosher for ma'isa behema. If someone has an animal that's a treifa, it cannot be one of the 10 animals that goes tachas hashevet as it relates to ma'isa behema. Freik Rab Kiveger, every single animal really is a suffix that it might be a treifa, right? How do you know an animal's not a treifa? You drink milk from an animal. How do you know you're not drinking chol of treifa? The reason is because roiv animals are not treifas. You go basa roiv. So Freik Rav Kiveger, I understand. The Rosh said that Rav doesn't have the ability to make Oisafik. If Rav doesn't have the ability to make Oisafik, how could you ever have Maisa Bema? Forget about Kofetz Echem and Aminu. How in the world would you ever have a case of Maisa? The whole parsha of Maisa Behema would seem to be dead on arrival. It has no Avonah. Because a Trefa is not okay. The only way to know an animal is not a Trefa, you don't really know until you shecht it. So the only way, right, start with the Sirchus now. So try to get a Glat Beis Yosef animal from Maisa Behema. It's not so poshut. So at the end of the day, you don't know if the animal's a treif or not. You're going to know after you shecht it. The teretz is you're going to go bust a roi, but I can't use roi for Maisa Behema because Asiri Vadav Alei Asiri Sofik. Zok Rab Kiveg, it's Muchach Mai Chilik. You have to say that as it relates to the Sofik treifa, that's not only a Sofik Yinuchas Maisa Behema, that's the game. Can I drink the milk? That's the game. Can I eat the animal? That has other implications. I mean that has other implications. Avada, there's a din roi and kol ha-teruk. Once I have roi, benegay, the Sofik treifa, so I'm going to have the roi klapi the Hilchas Maisa Behema as well. It's Tavka Kofatzachem and Aminuyim, where it's only Negeya Maisa Behema, being that it's only Negeya Maisa Behema, and over there there's a din, Asir Vadav, Leah, Asir Yusofik, and the Rosh was Mechadish, that even when you have a Roy, Mechal Svegel, and Nafka, that's where it's going to be. Zokrab Kiveger, Ubozem Miyushim Adakoshali. With this, he can answer another one of my kashas, right? Every time Kiveger says he can answer another one of my kashas, it's answering a Rab Kiveger's Akasha. So, Rab Kiveger, I can answer another kasha with this, and that is the Gemara. We learned this together not so long ago, although it feels like a long time ago, in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, when we were learning Perek Asori Yuchsin. The Gemara says, Kedushin Ayin Beis, that it says five times in the Torah, in the parish of Mamzer, and all the people that are also loving Bakal, the word Kahal. And the Gemara darshins why it says the word Kahal five times. One of the halachas that we learn is that although a mamzer is also lovi b'kal Hashem, but it's only kal vaday that a mamzer is also lovi. B'kal safik he's allowed to come to. Meaning, if you know for sure someone's b'kal Hashem, you know for sure someone's not a mamzer, then lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. That person can't marry a mamzer, or the mamzer can't marry him. If, however, you have a kal safik, a safik mamzer, then there's no iser of lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. Freik Rab Kiveger, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the only time it's aser for a mamzer to enter the Kal Hashem, it's a lav in the Torah, is if it's Kal Vadai, how could you ever know for sure that a person is not a mamzer? How do you know a person's father is his father? So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph says it's based on a roiv. Roiv bi'ilois achar haba. You don't know for sure. It's based on roiv. If you're going to tell me the Rosh is chiddush in the sugya of Takfu Koyim, that every time you have a roiv, michal sveik loy nafka, so it comes out, every kal vada is really a kal sofik. Because the vada is based on the roiv of roiv bila zachar abal. But really you don't know. So if you don't know, so there's no such thing as a kal vada. So what then does it mean when it says in the Torah, lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem? How could you have a kal vada like the Rosh? So Krab Kiveger, it's a raya to what I'm saying. It's a raya that the only time we say this principle, that Roiv doesn't have the ability to be Machriya Sofik, and as a result you have a problem, that's if it's only Negeya the Parsha where in Sofik you're going to have a problem. But being that the Roiv Bilas Achrabal is not only Negeya the Aloch of Kal Vaday, it's not only Negeya the Aloch of Mamzer Vaday, right, it's Negeya, is this your father, is it your mother, is it Achi of Kibbutz Avayim, Makov of Imay, Mekal of Imay, it's Negeya other areas of Aloch as well. So once the Roiv is Machriya for those Alochas, so there's already a Yuchsak, and once there's a Yuchsak, at that point, it's going to be different. In other words, Rabbi Kiveger told the Shoyal, he said that you want to know why you can go Basir Roiv as it relates to Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. There's a din Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. As long as there's a Tzad Sofik, it's automatically going to be taught. So who cares that Roiv Ashrotzim and Roiv Atomeh? At the end of the day, Michal Sveikaloi Nafka, the Rosh was Mechadish. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, it's true, Michal Sveikaloi Nafka. And if the Roiv was only coming to be Machriya, the Parsha, where if there's a Tzad Sofik, it automatically triggers a certain Allah and a Chanami, you wouldn't be able to work with Roif. In the parish of Shmoyna, the parish of the Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, it's not only Negei the Sofik Tumah, and being that it's not only Negei the Sofik Tumah over there, and he said, I have two rayas to it. Number one, every Maisa Behema, why isn't there a problem, Sofik Trefa? And not just do, how is it, not just that, but how is it ever possible to have a situation of Layov and Mamza B'Kal Hashem B'Kal Vaday, L'Chayre, every Kal Vaday is a Kal Sofik? The Teretz is because those parishes are always Negei other areas of Halacha. I mean that they Negei other areas of Halacha, so if it's for that reason, once it's yuchzak for that area halacha, you can broadly apply it. This is Rabbi Kiveger's mahalach that he told the shoyel. In Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger chelik beis simen kufches. It is kedai to mention that this Rabbi Kiveger is also mentioned in another art, Chikav, It's in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. So in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, who Kiyodua was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he brings, and this is in Parshas B'chukosai by the Parsha Maisa Behema. He says, V'sha'alti espi adoini moiri v'rabi, ha'goin Rabbi Kiva Eger z'chroinu l'vracha. He asked him a kasha. What was the kasha? He asked him the kasha that the Gaivit of Templeburg, Harav Tuvia, asked Rabbi Kiva. He asked him the same exact kasha. And in the Ksava Kabbalah, he doesn't bring three terutzim that the Rebbe told him. He brings one teretz, the teretz that we spoke out. This middle teretz in the tshuva. Sounds like maybe this was the Ikke teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But either way, so it's brought down in the Ksava Kabbalah, tucked away in Parshas B'chukosai, this same exchange. But I just want to mention, just to open up the conversation, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to revisit this. There's another mahalach in the Achroinim, as it relates to understanding the Rosh. And this is Yisoida Chassidus V'Sheirish Avoida Tmimo, as it relates to understanding the laws of Roiv. And this Mahalach is mentioned in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Evin Ezer Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. And it's also mentioned in the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Bey's Tesvav. And that is that we know that there are two types of Roivs. There's what's known as Ruba de Issa Kamon, and there's what's known as Ruba de Lesa Kaman. A Ruba de Isa Kaman is your classic Rive, where there's Teisha Chanuyos that sell kosher meat. There's one Chanus that sells non-kosher meat. All of a sudden you found a sandwich, and you don't know if it came from the Teisha Chanuyos that sell the kosher meat, or if it came from the one store that sells the non-kosher meat. You have the Rive, the nine stores that sell kosher meat in front of you. You have that one non-kosher diner right in front of you as well. It's all there. You see everything. The Rive, the Miot, it's what's known as a Ruba de Isa Kaman. The Loch is, Achri Rabam Lahatois, we go Basar Rive. But then there's something called Ruba de Lesa Kaman. The classic example of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, this is the Mishnah's example, is a child has a Rive that this child, when it gets older, if it's a boy, it's not going to be a saris. If it's a girl, it's not going to be an island. It's the gay hilchas yibum. Question is, could you be miyabem a ketana? An islandess, we know, doesn't fall a yibum. Saris islandess is one of the greatest sugyas in Masechtas Yevamos. And it's a machlokes Remeir and the Chacham. The Chachamim say that you're not concerned that a ketana is going to grow older and be an islandess. And the reason is because roiv noshim are not an islandess. And roiv ketanim are not sarisim. And as a result, this is not something that you have to be concerned about. Now, all these islandesses in the world that are and aren't, all the noshma de lefaneinu, of course not. You don't have a rive noshim that are not islandesses in front of you right now. The rive is lesa kamon. Stating that, there's halacha, you go basa rive. If you think about it, ruba de lesa kamon is more like a statistics type of thing. So just based on the statistics and the analytics, if you run the numbers, you're going to see that rive noshim are not going to be an islandess. Rive ketanim are not going to be sarisim. It's rive. It's rooted in assuming that this parish is meruba parish. But it's different in the sense that this rive is not Isa Kaman, but rather this Roiv is Lesa Kaman. So they're both Roiv, they both permeate Shas, but really, if you want to learn the Sugis of Roiv better, every time you see a Roiv, you ask yourself, is this a Ruba de Isa Kaman, or is this a Ruba de Lesa Kaman? So Zokte Elu Gichsam Soifer, Zokte Shev Shmaitza, that the Rosh was Mechadish, that every time you have a Suffolk, and now there's a Roiv, the Roiv does not have the ability to make the Suffolk or Suffolk. Michlal Sveika loy Nafka. This is only true by a Ruba de Isa Kaman. So when you have a Ruba de Isa Kaman, that's when you have this idea of Michlal Sveika loy Nafka. If, however, the Roiv that you have is a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, over there it's going to be different. So the words first. When it's a Ruba de Isa Kaman, that's when you have the Rosh. But when it's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, over there you're not going to have the Rosh. So Kofatz Echem and Aminuyin, that's Ruba de Isa Kaman, right? The Roiv animals that are not Menuyim are right in front of you. The one that's from the Menuyim is in front of you. Now go figure out which sheep is which. Good luck. That's the Suffolk. But in terms of the Roiv and the Miot, it's all in front of you. It's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. When it's a Ruba de Isa Kaman, even though there's a Loch of Roiv, of a Michlal Svekaloi Nafka, and Asiri Vad, Vale Asiri Suffolk, it's held to a higher standard. I mean that it's held to a higher standard, so therefore you have the Rosh. If, however, the Roiv that you're dining right now is a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that Roiv is not in front of you. Oh, when the Roiv is Lesa Kaman, over there it's ready going to be different. Kvega asked the Kasha, right? He brought this as a raya to his shtickle Torah, to Rav Tuvia and to the Baal Ksav of HaKabbalah. He said, now, wait the rush, let me ask you a question. How could you ever have a situation of Maisa Behema? Isn't there always a suffix that the animal's a treifa? Treifa's possible in Maisa Behema. Elamai Rav, the rush said that you can't use Rav when it comes to Asiri Vadavale Asiri suffix. The terrace is that's a Ruba de Lesser come on. And by a Ruba de Lesser come on, Abadi, you can use it. The Rabbi Kivega said, "Ubezem yushavli nachakasha that bothered me, and that is that I don't understand the whole halacha of lo yavay mamze bekal Hashem kal vaday veloy kal sofik. One makes it not a kal sofik. L'chayra roy bilas achra abal. That's also it's ruba de lesser. Come on, you don't have the roiv in front of you, and being that you don't have the roiv in front of you, it's a ruba de lesser. Come on, when there's a ruba de lesser, come on, there's no rush. So this is you say this thing a chiluk. The rush was only said by ruba de isa. Come on, the rush was not said by ruba de lesser. Come on. Now the emphasis, the chasam soif. When he says this tikkul Torah, first of all, he uses the words v'tzorich loy malafim mashe harachti bekama mekoymus. He says this yisoy that I hold that the rush was only said by Ruba the Issa Kaman, it wasn't said by Ruba the Lesser Kaman, harachti ba bekama mekoymus. But the Chasam Sofer acknowledges one slight flaw in this, and that is when you learn the sugi of Rav, right? Where's the makar to Rav? You would think it's above Metzia, Ksubis, Gittin, Gedushin, Chulin. Right, chulin daf yud aleph. That's the sugi of Rav, ki yodua. So the Gemara over there says minoha milsa. How do we know that zil basa ruba? So the Gemara says it's going down from achir rabam lahatlis. What do you mean? It's a parsha in the Torah that if there's a court case, you take a vote amongst the dayanim. Whatever the majority of the dayanim vote, that's what you're going to end up saying. Says the Gemara, no, I know ruba di isa kamon ki kami bayulon ruba the lesser kamon. My shaila is, how do you know ruba the lesser kamon? Meaning achir rabam lahatlis. That's a makar ruba di isa kamon. How do I know that there's a loch of roif even by ruba the lesser kamon? Fake. The Chasam Sofer, the way I'm explaining it, that you have the rush by a Ruba de Issa Kamon, Michal Sveikoloi Nafka, but you don't have it by a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, there the Roy whacks out the whole suffix, then what would seem to emerge is which Roy is better. Ruba de Lesa Kamon is better than Ruba de Issa Kamon. So how could the Gemara ask Akasha that after we figured out Ruba the Issa Kamon, how do you know Ruba the Lesser Kamon? It's a Kal V'Chomer. If I know Ruba the Issa Kamon, certainly I should know Ruba the Lesser Kamon. The Kasha is even a little bit sharper because we know Rameir is Chayish L'Miyuta. Rameir that's Chayish L'Miyuta is only Chayish by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. He's not Chayish by Ruba the Issa Kamon. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Rameir doesn't agree with all the Makaris to Ruba the Lesser Kamon. That's the whole Avoyuda of Chulin Daf Yod Aleph. But the point is, Rameir holds of Ruba the Issa Kamon. He doesn't hold of Ruba the Lesser Kamon. In the Torah of the Chasam Sofer, and it's also in the Shev Shmaitza, it's just the opposite. A Ruba the Lesser Kamon is better than a Ruba the Issa Kamon. So, you have to say that the Gemara in the Tchila of the Sugya didn't know for sure there's something called a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Meaning, Ruba the Issa Kamon and Ruba the Lesser Kamon are different. Ruba the Issa Kamon, you have the Roiv in front of you. Ruba the Lesser Kamon, it's more of an abstract thing. It's a statistic. Mehecha Tesi, you could be soimich on statistics. And just because I know Ruba the Issa Kamon doesn't beget that you have to know Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But once the Gemara proves that there is something called Ruba the Lesser Kamon, you could be soimich on a statistic, then Zokhtach Sam Soif, the statistics are better than Ruba the Issa Kamon. So it's true. Just because I know Ruba the Issa Kamon, that by definition wouldn't necessarily mean that I would know a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But if I know Ruba the Issa Kamon and I know Ruba the Lesser Kamon, then in Svar it makes sense that the Ruba the Lesser Kamon should be better than the Ruba the Issa Kamon. Either way, this is the Mahalach. The Mahalach is that the Rosh was said with regards to a Ruba the Issa Kamon. The Rosh was not said with regards to a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. The question is, what's the Svar? What's the chilek? Why would you have the rush? The rush says, let's get this clear. If there's a Ruba de Issa Kamon, just because there's a roiv, it doesn't mean there's no. There's still a suffix. We're still not sure. There's a din roiv, but we're still not sure. Ruba de Lesser Kamon, there's no suffix. No, roiv said this girl's for sure not an islandess. No, it's hack stack up. She's not an islandess. For sure not. It's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, it's a roiv. Charles for sure not a mamzer. Roiv bilas achar abal. There's no question that Charles not a mamzer. Teisha chanuyos? Here I'm not sure. Here I'm not 100% sure. So the emes is, you take a look at the Chasam Sofer, and you take a look at the Shev Shmaitza, they seem to have a slightly different nusach in terms of the way they knechen. And just before we go weiter, I just want to give a yashakoyach to Yedidi, Reb Dov Fishoff, who I've discussed the sugi with him many times over the years. This is a sugi we've been talking about in the Chabur already for years and years. He's written on this, Ayin Shom. But the point is, the Chasam Sofer is mashma, that the nekuda over here is, that by a Ruba de Issa Kamon, just like the Roiv is Issa Kamon, the Mir is also Issa Kamon. Meaning, the Roiv is here, but the Mir is also here. So, just like it's true, the Teisha Chanuyos that sell the kosher meat are here, We know for sure that the non-kosher meat is here too. Meaning, you can't just look at the rub of the Issa Kamon. You have to look at the meat that's Issa Kamon. And when there's a meat that's Issa Kamon, Michal Sveikoloi Nafka. And even Rav doesn't have the ability to make it Oisafik. As opposed to, as it relates to a rub of the Lesser Kamon, it's true the Rav is not here, but the meat is also not here. So in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it sounds like, again, these are Knechers, but Ayin Shom, it sounds like what he's saying is that the Chilik is that by rub of the Issa Kamon, the meat is also Issa Kamon. And being that the meat is Issa Kamon, so therefore you have a problem, as opposed to Rubat Alessa come on, where there's no Miut come on, and therefore you're not Bukhir to be Mesopek. If you look in the Shef Shmaitzah seems to say a different Nusach. Again, leave this for the Lamnan, just Tein L'chalchem Yech Gemoy. And that is, the Shef Shmaitzah says, Rubat Alessa come on is a logical thing. It's a Dover Habom in Asvara. It's Mestaber, that if there's a husband and a wife and a child, that the husband is the father of this child. It's mistaber that the child is not an islandess. The roiv is bom machmas, a real svara. Right? There's a svara, just darkei shaloylam, tells you that this is probably the way it is. As opposed to by Teisha Chanuyos, says the Shmaitzer, there's no independent objective svara that would tell you that this meat is kosher versus not kosher. It's just based on the fact that I know most of the meat is kosher. Zok derosh, ayeh, it's a nice svara of a michal svekeloi nafka, where there's an objective, inherent, intrinsic svara saying that this is the way it is. So then already that could be machria b'tayriz vaday, and that derosh never said michal svekeloi nafka. When did derosh say michal svekeloi nafka? That's when I don't have an objective svara to say that this, look at a piece of meat, I don't know, it could be kosher, it could be not kosher. Oh, grad, in this zip code, most of the fast food stores are kosher. Yeah, it's very nice, but there's nothing bad in telling it to me. I mean that there's nothing bad in telling it to me, it's for that reason it's going to be different. But I just want to be Messiah, and that is, if you look at the Shmaitzer, the way the Shmaitzer says over this rush, meaning, what's the takeaway from this rush? Okay, so you have a rush, where the rush says that Roiv doesn't have the ability to make Sofik or Sofik. We have this Kenej from the Gedolei Achroinim, from the Shef Shmaitzer, who of course is the Baal Ksois Achoshin, and from the Chassam Sofer, that it's Davka by Ruba the Issa Kamon, but it's not by Ruba the Lassa Kamon. I just want to read one line from the Shmaitzer. Says the Shmaitzer, quote, Tahainu, the Afa Gaft Anu Hoilchen, Basa the Parish Meruba. He's talking about the rush. It's the halacha. The halacha says this is what you're supposed to do. But it's not b'teres vaday. There's no svara, says the Shmaitzer, to say that this was parish from the roi more than it was parish from the meal. It could be it was just the opposite. Nor was, it's mitzad ha-halacha. The halacha is that at the end of the day, this is the way it's supposed to be. There's a fundamental difference between a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de lesa kamon in this base medrash. And that is a ruba de isa kamon, the roiv is not being machrir the sofik. Period. It could be it's from the mir, just like it could be it's from the roiv. Ruba de lesa kamon, it was Machriya the Suffolk. So the world of what Rav is doing in Aruba the Issa Kamon versus Aruba the Lesser Kamon is completely different. Just to be Messiah, you know, we know Ruba the Chazak or Ruba Adif, right? This is Yeshiva 101. So if you have a Rav that faces off with a Chazak, Ruba the Chazak, why is that Ruba the Chazak or Ruba Adif? So maybe Chazak should be Adif. So Pashi learn in the world of Kol Dalim Gavar, Ruba the Chazak, Rav is going to be Adif. There's some problems with that. I'll tell you one of the problems. Rameir, we know, is Chayish Lemiyuta. Rameir doesn't even hold of Ruba the Less Kamon. Rameir is not Chayish for Chazaka. So we have raid bites on this from Amo. It's a great, the Prima Godim Zakasha, and Yeshua Zakasha, that if Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, and Rameir is Chayish Lemiyuta, he doesn't go Basa Roiv, it's a Kavachem, he shouldn't go Basa Chazaka. How come no one ever heard of Rameir that doesn't go Basa Chazaka? Moir digging the veld, right? But the bottom line is that Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv, what's the Pshat? So the Achroinim will say, the Pshat is Hazoi, Roiv and Chazaka are different. Roiv is mevarus fakis. Chazok is not mevarus fakis. What is chazaka? Oit meyachaskas, right? There's different types of chazakas. That's also chazam soif and chulun daf yud. We have read bites on that. But the bottom line is, what is chazaka? When you don't know what to do, oit meyachaskas, you just leave it by the chazaka. Roiv is Mevaris Fekis. Chazok is not Mevaris Fekis. Chazokah just tells you that when you don't know what to do, just leave it by the Chazokah. The reason Ruba v'Chazokah, Ruba Adav, is not because Roiv is better than Chazokah. It's because when there's a Roiv, there's no Makom for Chazokah. What is the definition of Chazokah? Right? Look it up in a dictionary. What's Chazokah? When Beis Din has a Sofik, and they have no way to be Mevaris the Sofik, Chazokah. Well, if there's a Roiv, then they do have what to do with the Sofik. That's why Ruba v'Chazokah, Ruba Adav. It could be if I know something Machmas Chazokah, it's better than if I know it Machmas Roiv. But Ruba v'Chazokah is still going to be Ruba Adav. Why Mishpata b'Chayra? Because to the extent that there's a Roiv, there's no Makom for Chazokah. Chazokah kicks in when all else is lost. When a person, when Beis Din is Miyuyish, right? From what to do with this, it's over. They mamish don't know where to go, they know what to do. Shin Yud Ches. So when they start up, that's Mitamol, that's where it comes in. And that's when you have the halacha of Chazokah. But Avivul is a Roiv. Lufia now, that's only true by Ruba the Leisa Kamon. Ruba the Isa Kamon, Michal Sveik Olay Nafka. It's the Zel Basafik. All it is, it's Mitzad HaHalacha, says the Shmaitzer. It's just the Hanhaga. If that's the case, Hodja Kushal Duchte. Why is it Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif? Again, the theme of the beginning of Baba Metzia is we learn Kola Terukula Rega. You stand on one foot, learn today's now. That's Mamish what's going on over here. Again, Basi, Rak, Leheir, Ula Oirer, Tein Lechacham, Viech Kamoid.